This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is meteorologist Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com. Jim, we want to talk about the heat.
Summer, a delightful time of the year, most parts of the United States. However, with summer comes serious weather problems. We call them heat waves. In a normal year, about 175 Americans succumb to the demands of summer heat and too much sun. Death, usually listed under the vital statistical category as excessive heat. In other words, heat is the leading weather-related killer in the United States. Heat waves, or intervals of unrelieved heat temperatures, spike the death rate when they occur. Since 1979, for example, a total of over 8,000 Americans suffered heat-related deaths. This isn't the true story, though. There are many additional deaths in which heat is listed as a contributing factor. Older adults, of course, have the highest risk of heat-related deaths. People with cardiovascular or respiratory illnesses are especially vulnerable to excessive heat exposure, as are the economically disadvantaged. Lack of air conditioning, of course. Exactly how does heat kill? Well, during the New York City heat wave of July 1966, and boy, I remember it well, temperatures and mortality ascended together. The death rate increased to 2.39 times the normal death rate one day after the maximum temperature of 103 degrees was observed. A closer look at this heat wave related death shows major jumps in the immediate causes of death due to cancer, stroke, arteriosclerosis, hypertension, influenza, and pneumonia. A near normal 43 cancer deaths on Friday increased to 98 by Monday, and 88 heart fatalities rose to 230 over the same period. For people with heart disease, climatic stress is worse, of course, than to someone with a normal heart. In a hot, humid situation, evaporation is reduced, and since evaporation is a cooling process, the body cannot release heat, and thus heat is built up. Have you ever heard the saying, "It ain't the heat, it's the humidity"? It is so true. Even if it's hot but the air is dry, the sweat evaporates from the skin and the body can cool itself. Well, if you put some physical exertion to the heat equation, you increase the body's heat production and the ensuing cycle continues and continues. As mentioned earlier, researchers have found that increased mortality rate in a heat wave tends to follow maximum temperatures now by one day. This is the time it takes to overwork a tired circulatory system. Now, where does severe sunburn fit into the picture? Well, ultraviolet radiation from the sun significantly retards the skin's ability to sweat, and thus the ability to shed excessive heat. Now, heat, as we said, can kill people of all ages, but in an older person, it tends to make things worse. For example, a heat cramp in a 17-year-old may be heat exhaustion in a 40-year-old and a heat stroke in a person over 60. And listen to this, Mike. As a matter of record, 68% of all heat-related deaths due to heat, you know, occur in males. 68% deaths happen to men. So let's go through the drill. The temperature is rising through the 90s. The body tries to dissipate the heat by, one, varying the rate and depth of the blood circulation, two, by losing water through the skin and sweat glands, and three, as a last resort, by panting. The blood flows through the tiny blood vessels near the surface of the skin, trying to dissipate heat into the cooler atmosphere. At the same time, water diffuses through the skin as perspiration and evaporation. Now, if the brain continues to sense overheating, it calls upon the sweat glands to shed great quantities of water so evaporation can cool the body. By the way, sweating handles about 90% of the body's heat dissipation function. function. Now, if the outside temperature approaches the normal body temperature, which is 98.6, discomfort is replaced by physical danger. The body loses its ability to rid the heat through the circulatory system, and only sweating works. If the humidity is very high, evaporation of sweat does not occur, and no cooling can occur. The heart pumps harder, sweat glands work harder, the body is doing all it can, but nothing works. What can you do to help? Well, slow down, wear lightweight, light-colored clothing, drink plenty of water, increase your salt intake, stay out of the sun, get into air conditioning if you can, like a cool store, a restaurant, or a mall.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
A member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for over two decades, it's his classic about America's pastime which still has them rocking in the seats at baseball games across the country. So where is John Fogerty now? John Centerfield was honored by the Baseball Hall of Fame on its 25th anniversary, and his bat-shaped guitar is on display there. He plans to release his memoir in 2014 and will narrate the audiobook version himself. In 2012, John performed on the American Idol finale with the winner, Philip Phillips. John Fogerty, an American Idol and an American icon. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you.
Let me quote, "It is the number of hours and the age at which they start which produces the biological effects." Dr. Eric Sigmund. Dr. Sigmund, a British psychologist, analyzed 35 different scientific studies, many American, that were carried out on the effects of television on the viewer. His report, published in the respected Biologist magazine, claims the problem with TV lies in the time we spend in front of it. For example, watching TV now takes up more time than any other single activity except work and sleep. By age 75, the average person will have spent more than 12 years of life watching TV. The report claims rapid editing techniques limit attention spans while stimulating the brain to reward itself with the feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine for being able to cope with an onslaught of endless screen activity. No wonder I feel so good.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.